Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you, welcome to Father Brendan Ash, and to all our relatives and friends and families who are watching us and following us through the TV, internet, and radio. As we gather as God's family to celebrate the second Sunday of the Advent season, the word of St. John the Baptist reminds us to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his path. We do so by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Thank you.
Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gain us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrapped in the cloak of justice from God, bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. For God will show all the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever, the peace of justice, the glory of God's worship. Up, Jerusalem, stand upon the heights, look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west at the word of the Holy One, rejoicing that they are remembered by God. Led away on foot by their enemies, they left you, but God will bring them back to you, borne aloft in glory as on royal thrones. For God has commanded that every lofty mountain be made low, and that the age-old depths and gorges be filled to level ground, that Israel may advance secure in the glory of God. The forests and every fragrant kind of tree have overshadowed Israel at God's command. For God is leading Israel in joy by the light of his glory, with his mercy and justice for company. The word of the Lord.
The exiles of Zion, we thought we were dreaming. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our tongues songs of joy. Themselves said, what great deeds the Lord worked for them. What great deeds the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. The Lord has done great deeds for us. We back our exiles, O Lord, as streams in the south. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, bringing seed for the sowing. They come back with a song, bearing their seed.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, I pray always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
On the second Sunday of the Advent season, St. John the Baptist's preaching echoing the prophecy of Isaiah, who says that the voice in the desert proclaiming to prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. We live in Corpus Christi, and it's a semi-desert place, and it doesn't rain a lot. But for some reason, I could never understand why that when it rains here, potholes just appears all over the streets of Corpus Christi. And trying to drive around them is more difficult than driving through the minefield in Vietnam. And oftentimes when I hit one, and I would cringe in pain, not for me, but for my little car. And I'm hoping that the four wheels still intact. When kings and queens in the past, Middle Ages, before they go to visit a city or town, they would send out precursor. St. John the Baptist was the precursor of Jesus Christ. And they sent out these precursors to go and literally smooth out the road so that way the horse carriage of the kings and queens that they rode on wouldn't be so bumpy. And in the town that they would visit, taxes would be doubled that year so that the money can be collected and the street will be widened, gates will be painted white, pay for people to sing in the choirs and all these different things. But I don't think John the Baptist saying the straight out the path meant to be physical streets. He meant more about the spiritual path that we are supposed to prepare for the Lord. And when we look at it, we don't have much to show God. When we look at all the developing countries, people are still living in poverty, extreme poverty, hunger, and nakedness. We're too ashamed to show that to our Lord. And in the developed countries, we have countries that are stockpiling weapons and nuclears and missiles and all these things. And we are too afraid to show that to the Prince of Peace. And even personally, we put up obstacle without knowing, unintentionally, we put up obstacle to keep God as length arms. So that way, he won't get too close to us. We do that by selfishness, greed, lust, unwilling to forgive. And so Christ has a tough time just coming into our world, into our heart and our souls. But the interesting thing, the good news is that the road's already been paved and is paid for by Christ himself. When he came at his first coming, where he lived among us, he rejoiced with us, he suffered for us, he died for our sins and to destroy our death, and then he rises for our salvation. And he left us a plan. This is how to keep your path straight and smooth spiritually. Love as I have loved you. We don't have to love more than God has loved us, just as much as he loves us, but love as I have loved you. Forgive as you have been forgiven. No more, no less than that. As much as we search, that we seek forgiveness from God, we should extend that same forgiveness to others. When you do this to the least of my brothers and sisters, you're doing it for me. Even if you don't like that person, help them anyway, because I am present in that person. You're doing it for me. I will remain with you until the end of time. Although Jesus ascended into heaven, but he promised to be with us forever, and he is. Every time we gather together to pray, he is there in our midst. In the Eucharist, he's especially there in his body and blood. And so we are called to open our minds and hearts to seek the good news in our world. Yes, when we look at television, read the newspaper, or reading news, the news on the internet, always is bad news. Bad news sells. And so people gravitated to it. Terrorism in Paris, in South Bernardino, and all different places in the world, and we have all these things, and we're just tired of it. But we can see good news in there too, that how people open their homes to those who are homeless, refugees that are seeking it. How even in our own city, people are pouring out their resources to help feed the homeless. How people at this season go out of themselves to call those who have been lost to them for a long time, reconcile with them, and welcome them back home. This coming Tuesday, besides as a holy obligation, it's not an option, it's an obligation. We have masses here, check out the bulletin. Bishop Mulvey will be here at 12:05 for the noon mass here upstairs to begin the year of mercy as promulgated by Pope Francis. And we encourage to do things that can help mend and reconcile us to each other. Besides doing works of charity, we also have prayers for you to pray each day for the mercy that we ask from God and in turn extend to others. We also call to seek forgiveness, mercy from God, for we cannot give what we don't have. If we want to extend mercy, first we have to seek for it and ask for it. And one of the many ways is that we can do that spiritually is going to confessions. And I know as Catholics, it's a great gift. If you ask all the converts, they tell us, that's the one thing that drew them to the church. But as Catholics, sometimes we kind of push it away. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to demean myself going to a man to confess. That's what we think. But actually, it's the most beautiful sacraments, a merciful sacraments. For when we come to God, we become more childlike, asking God to give us something that we lack that we can extend to others. And maybe in our own way as adult, we kind of grew out of the childlike already. We don't want to go back there. I'm not saying childish, I'm saying childlike. And there are qualities we want to remain, to retain. And so some of us might think that, well, I've been away from the church for so long, I no longer know how to confess, or I'm divorced and that's a no-no in the church. Actually, it's not. Divorcing is not a sin. It's being married and not having a priest blessed or deacon blessed in the church is a sin. Or some others might think that I commit an abortion or I help somebody have an abortion and I can't go back to the church. That's nonsense. We cannot commit sins so grave that God cannot forgive. If we can do that, then we are greater than God. There's no sins that we can commit that God cannot forgive. And so become more childlike. Seek confessions. Children are the best teacher for us in those confessions. I can tell you a few stories. First confessions, children, they're so cute at times. One child came in, a little girl. She was shaking and I was helping her because she didn't know how. Maybe she did, but just so nervous she forgot. So he came in and we make the sign of cross together. And then she said, I forgive you, Father, for you have sinned. And I go, what? And I said, no, I think you got it wrong. You're supposed to say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I said, no, my mom told me this is how it's supposed to be said. I said, okay, who am I to argue with your mom? Another child came in, an 8-year-old boy came in and said, Father, life is tough. I said, really? How old are you? And I said, you know, 10 commandments? I broke them all. And I looked at him, I said, well, let me ask you a question. Do you even like girls? He said, ooh, they're gross. And I said, well, there's 2 commandments you haven't committed yet. And so when we go to confessions, we become more childlike, asking for mercy from God. That way we can have that mercy to extend it to others. So during these years of mercy, we ask the Lord to help us to become merciful as He is merciful. And in doing so, we might help lead others that they might come to see the face of God. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Having listened to God's word to us, let us now present our needs to Him with confidence.
That the church throughout the world may faithfully and joyfully call upon all nations to prepare the way of the Lord, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all governments may be moved by the word of God to promote justice, mercy, and peace in their nations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the church may bring about effective repentance for the sin of abortion and the gift of healing to those wounded by it, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray that those who have been devastated by the recent tragedy in San Bernardino, California, may turn to God for healing and comfort, and to the community of faith for support. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Roy and Alicia Marroquin, Isabella Renee Castro, and Beatrice F. Castillo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O Heavenly Father, as you hear and answer our prayers, give us the grace to long for the coming of your Son and to prepare a world ready to receive him, who is Lord forever and ever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy,
indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain with an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the ordered bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body of the Lord Jesus Christ give us. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.